Locación. Which one is my wife? You see, in the wide strap between the blue and the green. April, the oldest, you see, in the green, Ashley on this end, and the gold and the blue is Amy Joy. Now look at Amy smiling. She is faking it. Every time I look at the picture, I can never judge a book by its cover. Now look at me. I'm going to come in for a landing. I thank God every day for the death of my mom. Because if my mama did not die, my children would not be born. If my mama did not die, I would never be able to find a wife for 35 years. If my mama did not die, I would never be a preacher of the gospel. If my mama did not die, I would never be on stage tonight giving you hope. But I thank God every day for the death of my mom. But it took a death to bring me alive. And before we go on, they got one more picture to show you, I think. They are my grandkids. They belong to April, Carter, David, age 7, Cooper, Solomon, age 5, Lady Alexander, age 3. They named Alexandra after my mom. Folks, how could I ever complain? I don't deserve them. I don't deserve my family. I don't deserve a ministry. But thank God, we don't get what we deserve, do we? Thank me. You can take down that picture. This coming fall. In November, maybe in December now, they coming out with a movie. They are making a movie in Hollywood today. And the name of the movie that they are working on, The Boy Born Dead. The movie gonna be about my life. I'm gonna be in theaters all over America. Won't that be cool? I'm pumped. You know, my children wanting to know, Dad, how much they gonna pay you and Mom for the movie? I'd say, yeah, $10 million project, and then I'm paying me a dime. They said, Dad, we know you are kidding. How much money you they going to pay you and my mom for the movie? I said, listen, I signed my name on the dotted line at the bottom of the page, and I gave my story away to a producer in Hollywood, and I'm not making a dime. My son spoke up and said, Dad, they, They made a movie about you and Mom years ago. I said, they did? Yeah. Dumb and Dumber. Dumb and Dumber. That's why he did not make the picture. I cut him out. I'm the CEO of the outfit. But look at me tonight. What if I left the church at the age of 19? What if I became an angry teenager? What if I became a bitter man? What if I'm not out of the woods yet? I hope you know that. But I hope I never get to be a grumpy old man. I told my family, if I become grumpy, go out in the yard, dig a hole, throw me in it. Because folks look at me. We take so many things for granted, don't we? God been good to you. God been good to you. And I heard that story before church about a little 5-year-old girl died. My heart broke when I saw. And I thought, God, how can you make anything good out of that? But in my own life, I know everything I've been through, I will meet somebody who's been through it. And I thank God every day for the death of my mom and my dad. I thank God every day for CP, even though I'm in pain all the time. My drones breaking down on me, riding 18 hours, and the call yesterday was not a smart thing for me to do. It had more pain today and even more pain. I'm not giving you a sympathy story. Because I believe no pain, no gain. And if I'm in pain, I'm in pain for the glory of God. And that's how much I love you. I love you. I don't even know you, but I still love you. I saw some of you. I'm thinking a little harder about loving. Duh. But everything you go, everything you've been through, God is preparing you to tell your story. And I will tell anybody that you will never get over a story. But keep telling it. The more you tell your story, the more you overcome. Let me give you four questions and I'm going to close. And by the way, look up there, it's only 6:24 Nashville time. If they study on time, you will get out on time. They study 11 minutes late. It's not my fault, it's his fault. But let me ask you something. What are you doing tonight for the kingdom of God? Number two, are you doing all you can with all you have for the glory of God? Number three, can you and I do any more? Number four, what? Number four, what is it going to take for you to wake up? You got a job to do. If you are a child of God, the fields are wide and open. But the laborers are few. And people, I will tell you this without taking anything back. I will never retire. My prayer has been for 44 years. God, I want to fall over dead on stage in front of people. But God, I love you so much. I want to live for you. I love you so much, God, I want to die for you. And it just don't get any better than that. How many of you, be honest, how many of you can understand me better now than when I first got up to speak? Huh? How did he quit a job on the roof in shingles because my voice got air attention? God took my greatest liability with speaking. The toughest thing for me to do is to put one word in my mouth. But God took my greatest liability and money into it, my greatest asset. And folks, that's why I love talking funny. I draw people. It's not me. It's a spirit. Amen. And that's going to be the last thing I'm going to say. Well, maybe not the last thing. But if God can use me, God can use you. How many of you will be bold enough to admit, I'm not doing all I can for God? I can do more. I'm ashamed tonight. Because if God can use a 63-year-old sweet palsy man and pain all the time, God can use me. And I'm a little ashamed about that. But tonight, I'm making myself more available to God. If that's what you're thinking in your heart, So, add a confession to God. If you say, I'm making myself more available to God tonight, lift up your head. Lift it up. May God bless you in all you say and do. If God can use me, God can use you. If the next time you want to quit, think of me. I did not quit. I'm not ever going to quit. If God go under, I go under. If God don't go under, I'm not going to go under. And let's pray together. With every ear bow, every eye closed, Father, you know my all, you know my thoughts. And God, the deeds are sweet, sweet people. And Father, I'd spend all my time in the Bible Belt, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, North Carolina, Tennessee. We don't get to come up to New England, Lord, too often. But God, you found the church I needed to come to. And God, I would still remember how you touch people over in Guatemala some years ago. But God, you touch people tonight. So whatever they need, whoever they are, bless them. Because they step out on faith and came tonight. And Father, I pray that if anybody is not one of your child by being born again, I pray tonight be the day of their salvation. Lord, I love you with all my heart. I pray that you might keep me faithful. Because you are faithful, Lord. You are so faithful even when I'm not faithful. But you never give up on us. In Jesus' name. That will stay an open prayer. And I want you to leave in a moment and between now and bedtime, get along with God. If you got to go to the bathroom and lock the door, do it. If you got to go into a closet and find your war room, do it. God gave you one more opportunity to do what he called you to do. And then, how God can use one man, If you don't like me, blame him. If I preach too long, blame him. I'm leaving town tomorrow. That's why I can do what I do. But people, I want to give you an opportunity to give a love gift. A love offering. And I told you all about that. And whatever we make tonight and tomorrow is what we're going to make this week. And my family is not with me, but they thank you for giving. And people, I just want you to give according to what God bless you with. And he said, Brother Leon, if you make out the check, make it out to David Wayne Ministry. And by the way, if you don't know what to give, if you do not know what to give, sign the check. I might be dumb, but I'm stupid. But folks, look at me. By giving, everywhere I go, you go with me. The movie coming out, I'm not going to die. Every life going to the theater, every tears going to fall, and you're going to have a part of it because you gave tonight. If you don't have money in your billboard, talk to somebody and say, just give me your billboard for 5 seconds. You'd say, David, I didn't mean to take you seriously, your number. But that's the way I stay young. I love to laugh from within. Amen? And so, Leon, does the men come and pass the plate? Do they? So, men, you come, nobody leave, because I will tell you about the tea table tonight. I take a little bit longer tonight than I will in the morning. And if you believe that, I got ocean property to sell you in Nashville. No, I will give you the ocean property in Nashville, but I love you. You pray, me, you come, and nobody leave yet, because after the offering, I will tell you about the table, and we will be on our way. Okay. Thank you.
Let's give thanks. Thank you, God.